When Pop Culture Happy Hour host Stephen Thompson watched the Oscars in March, he made a particularly barbed comment about a Diane Warren song that was nominated.
Recognize who you are sometimes.
There is no way this song would have been nominated if it hadn't been written by Diane Warren. She is beloved in Hollywood. She spends most of her time writing songs for movies. The Oscars love her for a reason. But this song is so generic. It could have been written by ChatGPT. If you watch the Oscars, time your snack break for when they perform it.
That is definitely a hot, hot take coming in hot.
I'm a rascal.
But that made us wonder, what would a song written by ChatGPT sound like? We invited Stephen to play around with the AI tool and see what happens. So welcome to the program, Stephen.
It is a pleasure to be here for such a cruel purpose.
And you actually asked ChatGPT, which is like this AI program that can do all this stuff, to write a song. And what did you get from that?
Well, I just typed in the words, write a song in the style of Diane Warren. And I got a song that looks a lot like a Diane Warren song, but a little bit more of a ballad. A sample lyric. I'm staring out my window, thinking about the way we used to be. I remember how we laughed and loved. Every single moment was so sweet. I think Diane Warren would come up with something a little more artful. Once you get into the chorus, though, because love don't come easy and it sure don't last forever, but I'll keep holding on till we find our way together. Now, if you put a little mustard on that, you can get yourself into a power ballad pretty easily.
Okay.
Love don't come easy. And it sure don't last forever, but I'll keep holding. Oh, I lost my key completely.
Yeah, keep holding on.
Till we find our way together.
Okay.
Now, the important thing to note here is I have applied no actual talent to this. Yeah. It is remarkable how passable some of these lyrics are. I think especially when you give it the guideline of write it in the style of a certain artist.
When you look at like Jay-Z or a Kendrick Lamar or a Beyonce, there is something that they bring. It's their experience. It's them being on the cusp of what's hot and new and fresh. And they're also able to like do new things that I feel like it's hard for AI to replicate.
So this is what is called the uncanny valley.
It's the uncanny.
The uncanny
yes.
valley, the difference between reality and the yes. virtual world's ability to recreate reality.
Yes.
That is what is still missing.
I don't feel like AI can really recreate a song like H to the Izzo.
Right.
Right? Because when Jay-Z said cracks in his palm and he was watching the long arm of the law, right? AI has never lived that
right.
life.
Yeah. All they have to go on is what he has done in the past.
Yeah.
And you're also touching on the difference between an artist who uses a lot of formulas
yes.
and an artist who is constantly trying to say,
new things
in
yes.
new ways. And you mentioned Beyonce. You look at the songwriting credits on Beyonce's Renaissance, and there's like 100 of them.
Yeah.
And so you can't necessarily have a computer synthesize 100 different artists together to kind of create that sound.
You did Diane Warren. You also asked him about writing a Beyonce song. What did that sound like?
Imagine, do you know the song that Beyonce wrote for the movie King Richard?
Yes.
It's called Be Alive, and it is much more kind of a little bit closer to, I would say, generic uplift.
The path was never made without.
When I typed write a song about defiance in the style of Beyonce, I got, I'll go right to the chorus. I'm a rebel, a fighter, a force to be reckoned with. I'm Beyonce and I don't back down.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I'll keep on pushing, keep on climbing higher. I'm unstoppable and I won't be silenced. First of all, does not rhyme.
Doesn't rhyme.
Second of all, Beyonce occasionally refers to herself in the third person.
But not really.
Where ChatGPT is most applicable to this exercise is with artists who work within very, very contained formulas.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why I often keep going back to that criticism when music feels really generic. I think it's fair to say that this technology is going to be used for a lot of depressing purposes. And it may be replacing some of those songwriters. I think we can agree Beyonce has nothing to worry about. Diane Warren, we'll see.
That's Pop Culture Happy Hour host Stephen Thompson. Thank you so much, Stephen.
Thank you, Aisha.
Do you think that they could do a Lin-Manuel?
I mean, we can try. He escaped to freedom, but the fight wasn't done. He spoke out against slavery and won hearts one by one.
That is bad. That is disrespectful.